This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ball Brothers Podcast. Me and Tony Baker. I'm Kev on stage. He's Tony Baker.
Yes.
We just be liking to be laughing, man.
Man.
It's just
good to
the world sucks, man. And your job sucks too. So come spend 30 minutes with us and talk about randomness and movies. We gonna fix the we gonna get these movies in here because we like movies.
Let us get the movies in.
Did you watch
man.
That Blackberry movie?
The who?
The Blackberry movie?
Blackberry. No.
This is good.
I forgot.
It's a good time. I just watched it randomly because it had popped up. And I was like, how did y'all, what happened?
Yeah.
And then I love,
Blackberry is still the best phone I've ever had.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they fumbled it so bad to have 0%. Man. Like, I get the iPhone, but y'all went to 0?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be at 0. You had 45%
of the market.
That's my
favorite phone, man.
Oh, I loved it. I was so proud. BBM, man.
Oh.
I used to be texting in the bank under my dress, under my drawer.
Man.
No looking.
Oh.
Good time.
That was great.
All right, y'all. Today, top 10 quotable movies. All right. That'd be movies that you quote, movies that you hear quoted all the time. I feel like we're going to be heavy comedy. You know what I'm saying? But also a lot of, you know.
Some dramas might sneak up in there.
Some dramas in there. I think I'm going first this time.
Yeah.
Are you? Me?
You were first on the balls, right?
Okay, so it's you again.
Friday. Friday is just, damn near everything said in that movie is a quotable.
Absolutely.
Damn near every ounce of dialogue is quotable.
That's why, to me, a movie that's really quotable feels easy to watch.
Because
you just be saying your favorite parts the whole time.
Right.
And from the jump.
Look what you did to my curtain. Break yourself, fool.
Me and my brother still, we always, yes, I did.
Yeah.
And that's a throwaway.
Yes, I did.
Not even part of the movie.
No.
Like, that's a quick little.
I do that all the time.
Yes, I did. Like, that's.
But you get up and cook and do something. Make it enough. And that's just on the strength of just a scene we just rolled up on. Why your phone loud?
That's Melissa. What? She knows I'm recording. Lit. You. That's nice.
Are those shorts?
Yes.
We recording, Melissa. We in here working.
No, girl. You know I'm at the. No,
we
girl.
We in here working. Just
look at these shorts. Look at these shorts for the boys. Shorts.
We all set.
Oh my bad. You knew when I called. You know where I'm at. I know, but just real quick.
Shorts.
Look at these shorts I got for the boys. They're gonna be real cute.
Came in tough too.
Shorts, y'all. Look at these with the pinstripe.
We was running our miles too. We were like, and then no shorts.
You know I'm at work,
man.
All right, she gonna send me the picture of the shorts.
She sent the picture. She like, you gonna get these?
Hold on, I know you're busy. When you take. Take a break.
I understand you're shooting right now, so I'm going to send the pic instead of calling this time. But look at these shorts.
This cannot wait until later, Kevin. Look at these shorts for the boys.
For the boys.
All right. Anyway, Friday is quotable beginning to end.
For sure.
Even like the pops, you win some,
you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day.
That's an approach to life.
Yeah.
That's like,
you
man.
Kids today are nothing but punks. Look at you. Think you got to pick up a gun. You a man.
This John Witherspoon, man. We used this. Mm-hmm. Squared up on him.
He did a good job with that movie.
Man, when he, that scene where Craig is in the kitchen, the way he was just eating that.
Oh, them grapes.
Like, why would you eat a grape like that?
How come every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen?
Why are you eating that
goddamn
grape
refrigerator?
Like that?
Eating up. Oh, she cringing over there because of chewing.
Does that bother you, Leah?
The smacking. Oh. People hate food smacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I follow Chrisette Michelle on Instagram, and she was doing like a poll in her stories about the most annoying sounds, and people were just chiming in. Then, because like for me, it's when Harleys are super loud, or like the race car driving down a residential. You on the regular streets. Brackham, 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 brackham. I'll be like, we get it. We get
That's
it.
That's how they would write it in a comic book.
Brackham, 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 brackham. You over there by the CVS, bro. Chill. But a lot of people, when she did the poll, when she tallied up the numbers, when people voted on the final three,
smacking, chewing loud.
Smacking and chewing.
My brother, rest his soul. I used to want to sock him out, man. Just like, why are you eating like a Viking, man? Stop. Just, it would like make you not hungry. It's so disgusting, man. Just chicken grease on his. I used to just be like, I used to want to steal off on him, Tone. Eating chicken all loud.
Mouth wipe. When you wipe like this,
you're just reckless, man. You just rode in on a ship from Iceland. You got an axe on the ground. Tonight, we dine in victory, but tomorrow, we dine in hell. That's drinking ale.
That's how they always had them wiping. And then they had a woman right here. Yeah, grapes.
I hate it, man.
Mouthwipe.
I be wanna steal off on him. Oh. I'll sock you right now, man. Close your mouth.
The weird part is it does not affect me.
What?
It don't bother me. People be smacking and chewing, I'll be like, if I don't see, I don't like to see what's in your mouth, but the sound, I'm just like,
drives me crazy. makes me not hungry. I used to legitimately get mad at him. Like, nah, I'm gonna go eat Will's fried chicken. I'm gonna go eat in the car.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna ruin this whole experience for me. It's just, why are you doing that? You eating like somebody's gonna come take it from you. You're just ravenous hunger. Stop, man. Stop. All right. Next. Coming to America.
Yes, of course.
Your royal penis is clean,
Come
Your Highness.
On,
I say that to myself. After I wash my meat off, I'd be like, your royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Come on. Man. That boy good.
Love
Sexual
it.
Sexual chocolate. Reverend Brown. Rocket Marciano. Every time we talk about boxing, somebody put Rocket Marciano out there.
You ain't never met Martin Luther the King. Yes, I did. No, you did not.
And your rents, dude. Don't be pulling that falling down the stairs shit on me.
You conscious.
You conscious.
Fart.
Oh. You boys from Africa are used to that sort of thing.
With Frankie face, I'll say that.
I wanna play that role. So out of all the roles that come to America, I wanna be that landlord. I would love to play that role, man. Don't be pulling that falling down the stairs shit on me, because that's my personality.
Yo, Stu! It's Stu, mother. He was like, ugh.
Imagine falling down the steps because your rent is due and you ain't got it. Oh, shit, the landlord.
Like, that was your plan. I got to break my leg, man, because I ain't got it. And he not going for it at all.
No.
Nah, don't be pulling that. You conscious. Not you're okay. You conscious.
The fact that they thought about adding that into the whole filmmaking process is just genius, dog. You gonna have you fall down the steps and you avoiding paying the rent in this slumlord sleazy ass building. Oh God.
Oh my God. But yeah, I even quote, if you're really a prince, I'll marry you.
Man.
And that's just a small piece of the
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely.
Ain't nothing quotable after that though. The movie's over right
You
there,
always me. Coming for that ending.
Rewind. I don't want the wedding. I don't want nothing past that train. Rewind. All right, you're up, Tone.
All right. Oh, so I got Anchorman. Anchorman.
Oh, yes.
100%. 100%.
Yes.
Class in San Diego. I always do this.
He's fiddling.
Man, when
Anchorman.
Anchorman. The first time I saw that, because I saw that late.
Me too. I saw it on video.
I saw it on video too. Mm-hmm. And people was raving about it.
I didn't want to see it.
When did it come out?
It was like 2004.
I was about to say, I was in college at this time.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of white dudes was like, man, Anchorman. I was like, man, y'all are white. But then.
You just dismissed them.
Because I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, their humor, my white homeboys in college, it was all like dick jokes.
Yeah.
It was like, ugh.
It's a different brand of humor.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I thought it was that.
Yeah.
But then when I watched it, man, I remember when Jack Black picked that dog
up.
Oh
my God.
Oh, this is happening.
He was like, now this is happening. He was like, what do you love? And he was like, I love a nice such and such. And my good friend Baxter here. Now this is happening.
What did you tell?
Kicked. The way he kicked Baxter off that goddamn bridge.
The way Baxter turned into a stuffed animal,
oh,
Tone,
man.
I was crying. I still say, now this is happening.
Now this is happening.
He kicked it so.
Oh. Baxter.
He ran over and looked. Baxter!
Ah! I'm in a glass cage of emotion. Oh, milk. This is a bad choice. Anchorman is one of the best comedies of all time.
He's playing the cologne on.
Oh, my God. 63%
of the time. It works every time.
Every time. He was like, I don't know if that's a... He was like, ooh, that's a pungent stench. It's a formidable stench. It's quite pungent.
Dog, I was crying. I had to go back to the white boys and be like, man, my bad, y'all.
Man, listen.
Y'all really knocked it out the park with the anchor, man. And it's still funny today.
Man, listen. That movie's
still
undefeated.
Just as funny. Will Ferrell is like, he is so good, it doesn't even seem like he's in the character.
Right.
Ron Burgundy is a old school newscaster for
sure,
real.
For sure.
He's just in a movie.
Yeah.
He was in Tom Brady roast as Ron Burgundy.
Oh, it's Burgundy, man.
Still funny. He wasn't even roasting. He was just saying nice things about Tom. It's so hot. Oh my God. Jazz flute, man.
Oh.
Dog was crying.
I love that movie, man. Brick killed a guy. The trident. Yeah.
Lamp.
That whole...
You're just saying stuff that you see. I love Lamp.
With your bubbling lips. When Vince Vaughn rolled up on them on the bikes. It always makes me laugh when they're circling them on the bikes. You can see Vince Vaughn struggling to get his foot placement down and the kickstand going. Dress shoes.
Man, beginning to end.
I love that movie, man. That movie caught me off guard because I was like, I wasn't interested. And then when I saw it, I was dying.
Oh my God, I was crying laughing.
I'm sorry, I doubted this movie.
All right, so we got Friday Coming to America, Anchorman. I'm gonna go Life.
Okay.
I still
big quotable.
Big quotables. Just watch this with
the boom,
boys.
Boom, room.
Man.
Did they like it?
Oh, loved it. That's why they're so hyped to meet Martin.
Okay, gotcha.
Because they didn't grow up on Martin, but they've seen some episodes. But they had just watched Life.
Yeah.
And Martin we talk about it all the time. Martin is the straight man. When they're young.
Yes.
And then when
switches.
They get old, Martin goes off for 40 minutes.
Yes.
But one of my, man, when they go to the, they go to get that pie.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy sees it from the jump.
Right.
And Martin is just like, no, man. We come home. Ma'am. I am hungry. Now we just want some.
Billy. We want some pie.
He's like, what's the recipe? Eddie Murphy's like, come on, man. She wouldn't have the recipe to that. It was such a small, like, come on, man. Why
it was a breaking point. Yeah. Martin was reaching his breaking point. Eddie was like, yo, man, this ain't the...
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind.
Now I'm selling all kinds of merch. All I'm worth it. I got new things coming and it's all so easy thanks to Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell out at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage, which I hope to get to one day. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits or t-shirts and hoodies like me, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're listing, Shopify's got you covered. All right? Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. All right? Listen, we're gearing up for a tour. We're gearing up for Black Friday, and I have no worries because I know Shopify is going to get them orders in and out with a quickness. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce business in the U.S. And Shopify is a global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support you success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bald, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/bald now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/bald. And now back to the show.
How much does it cost to turn these white only plies into nigger pox?
About $3 in the nigger pox.
What you say, about 3 miles?
3 miles.
Three miles.
I know these white folks, they're serious about pies down here.
Even the small lines like, walked off smooth with my drink.
Yeah.
Still say that today.
They can say it by the way I walk. I ain't from around here.
You going to eat your cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared.
We looking for Slim. You found him.
What he said? JoJo thought that was the most funny thing. Because Slim was big. Joe was like, man, this is what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's comedy, Dad.
Because you see, he's big. Right. And then his voice
the
is
play
high.
On words, Dad. And then Melissa came in. Look at the shorts. I got for Joe.
JoJo today, his room was so dirty.
Today?
So last night, they be ordering Postmates, right?
Mm.
And they leave food in the room. And the dog be like.
So the clean lady don't go in the boys' room.
No, she does, but she has to, like, how do I explain this? She will clean the bathroom, uh-huh. But Melissa's not going for that. Y'all let somebody clean y'all room. So they got to make their bed.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I feel that.
Y'all
got to
100%. Wash your clothes, put your clothes away.
Yeah.
She really just cleans the bathroom, sometimes make the bed.
I love it.
But she do not, Melissa's like, y'all not being raised.
Right.
Have somebody clean your room. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm like, respect.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So he had food on the, this is funny, because I tried to tag team, but I misread the situation. He had left food in his room. So last night I'm like, hey, because I like to give him like some ownership of stuff, to do it, but you got to do it.
Right.
So I'm like, don't go to bed with that food on your thing, because the dog be like, as soon as y'all are gone, I'm eating that burger,
and
I'm finna doo-doo everywhere. And I've never learned this lesson. I'm finna doo-doo crazy. So if you leave it, whatever you left, cheeseburgers, Chipotle, I'm finna go crazy. And I don't care if I doo-doo water for 3 days. That's your problem. So I'm like, Joe, don't leave this in here. So Melissa had told him, this morning she was like telling him, hey, man, when you come home, put these clothes away.
Yeah.
Because You get in this bed, and these clothes are dirty. But I thought she told him last night she didn't.
Yeah.
So she came in, and make sure you put this away. He was like, yes, ma'am. Not yes, ma'am. He was like, okay. So I come in hot, and that food better be put away. Come in, it's put away. Okay. Well, you better, when you get home, you better put that clothes away. He was like, okay. And it better be quick. Okay. I said, hey, man, stop answering fast. He was like, okay. I said, all right, now, stop answering slow. He was like, okay, you know what? Give me my bill. Give me my bill. Because you tried.
He couldn't do nothing.
Because you're messing up. Because you got me looking stupid because you did what I told you to do, but you didn't do what your mother just told you to do, even though she just told you to do it. I thought she told you to do it last night, but she did it. But I thought we was tag team. I gave her off the top rope and fell into the stands. I was like, frost blast.
Missed the whole table you were supposed to land on.
Bust my shoulder in. So now I got
to
jump
Ross in. Jim Ross is like, oh, my God. Don't do it, Cam. Don't do it. Not like this.
Came in. Slipped off the turnbuckle. Landed on the steel steps.
He slipped the disc.
I was trying to help Liz and come in with the energy.
Yeah.
So you can't just walk out wrong. But do you know what? Close these blinds then. I know that. I know that much. He was being sarcastic, but he wasn't being sarcastic enough. And I didn't like it.
That's funny.
But anyway.
You better quit answering fast. Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about.
I was pissed off because you know you're being sarcastic. And he had his little stupid deep voice. I was getting pissed. Don't answer that slow. Okay. Oh. You know what? Go to bed. I got to go to school. You know what? Go to school and go to bed.
But after school, as soon as you get home, go to bed.
I got finals.
I got finals, though. I got to study for that. After you study, I want you to get in that bed. You hear me? There better not be no food in there. The stuff better be put up.
After you study, school's out tomorrow. You know what? For the summer, you in summer school now. Since you got your degree, you know everything. I just couldn't be wrong because I came in too. I could have looked and then I would have known. But I came in. I knew he didn't put it away, Tone. I knew he ain't put it away.
Oh.
He absolutely threw it. He also threw it away.
You came in. Joe is who we thought he was. And we let him off the hook. What? The food ain't in here. Oh.
Go to bed.
Oh, God.
All right. You're up, Tom.
Oh, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whew. I'm going to go New Jack City. New Jack City, man.
That has one of my least favorite quotable lines.
Oh, well, that line is terrible. Oh, that's a line you'll never forget. I want to shoot you so bad. My dick's hard.
I said, yo.
Cut.
Cut. Ice. What? Ice.
Cut.
That is not in the script. What are you talking about?
Cut. Why'd you improv that? I just figured, you know, this is the moment. This is the culmination of just the buildup of getting Nino Brown down, and I want to kill him so bad, but I can't. So I just need to equate that so the male audience could know how bad I want it. No. No.
And it's the way he was standing over him. The camera was up.
The gun was his dick. And I want to insert it inside you. Like, cut.
Stop. Hey, stop saying that.
Just, no.
Stop saying that, man.
The bullets I put in him is like my semen coming out. No, cut again. What's ice?
Going into Grace. Going into Grace.
Kai, listen, I know this is your first starring role.
Stop.
Just, we don't need this.
Stop. You can say anything else.
Anything else.
I don't care if I go to jail. I don't care if I lose my job.
Right.
But please, let's roll it again, guys. I want to shoot you so bad. I'm going to say it again.
Mario, I can't do nothing else but say this. Mario was like, you know what? We over time. We over budget. Just do it. Just keep
Woo!
It.
Yes.
He went right back to it. Yes! I want to shoot this so bad. My dick's hard.
Oh,
Wesley was just like laying in the trash like, that's what you chose, huh? Nino Brown. Rock-a-bye, baby.
I love Nino Brown.
Nino Brown's one of the best characters
all
ever.
Time. He ever. Tried to tell you about Ronald Reagan in that movie.
He did.
We didn't know.
He had a point in that courtroom.
He really did, man.
He had a point in that courtroom.
We ain't got no planes.
Man, we ain't got no planes. We're not the ones flying that shit in here.
Man.
And then he flipped it on Christopher Williams' character. It was him. He is Nino Brown. It worked. He got off.
Oh, my God. He was hyped when he got out. Wesley Snipes used to play that cocky character so good. Sidney Dean is that character. Demolition Man, which I will not argue is a great movie.
He's great in it.
But it is one of my favorite. I love him as Simon Phoenix.
He's great in it.
He was so good with the blonde hair. Yeah.
He's a great villain.
He's great.
Yeah.
Man, he was killing, and the taxes won. You know what I'm saying?
But the taxes just really just derailed everything. But yeah. For sure. It's more fun than
Am I My Brother's Keeper?
Oh, Am I My Brother's Keeper?
Man. Yes. I didn't catch who said it, but Nutty Professor.
That's your pick?
Oh.
Hercules.
Hercules.
Sherman. I fully 100% believed that was a complete family.
One, Eddie Murphy, I remember at the time being like, you can't be this talented.
No.
Because he disappears as those. He's not just being funny in a costume.
No.
He is the mom. He is the dad. He is the grandma.
The uncle.
We had relations.
Oh, my God.
We do have relations. How many people said relations after that? For like 20 years.
Hot, lovely relations.
Hot, lovely relations.
Mm. The fact that he played his mom and her mom.
Yes.
And they felt and looked completely different. It was just
you can't be. God really turned it up to the max,
man.
On Eddie Murphy, like that scene with Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. He was so obnoxious.
Man, he was doing the most.
So funny.
He plays so many characters in there. I don't know how he didn't get an Oscar nomination for that. They be
because
hating
they don't
on
think comedy.
They be hating on comedy.
Don't
man.
Piss me off.
He was Sherman. He was the alter ego. He was the mom, the dad, the grandmother. Come on, man. And each one was so different.
Dog, when they was fighting at the farting at the dinner table.
Oh man.
When he did this. I was crying. His lip was big.
Man. And Sherman at the core of it, the heart of it, just
a good
you loved
guy,
Sherman.
Man.
You felt you were rooting for Sherman.
Man. Come on, Cletus. Yes.
Come on, Cletus.
Spandex. All spandex.
Come on, Cletus.
The uncle was wild with the overalls.
Man.
All right, what you got, Tom?
All right. So, I got The Godfather. Godfather is heavily quoted.
Got to have it.
I gave him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Man.
People be quoting Godfather at all points in time when it's just like, oh, listen, you know what I'm saying? Keep the cannoli.
Love it.
Godfather is heavily quoted.
Love it. Man.
Yeah. And people be quoting that on some serious shit. They not even talking.
No.
It'd be like real life stuff. They go to a Godfather
Absolutely.
Quote.
Because it was
like,
serious
you
business.
You just threw a.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me think.
Yeah.
Because I'm going comedy heavy. I'm going to go Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Dumb and Dumber, I personally think that there's so many funny lines that I requote. Our pets' heads are falling off.
I don't know Dumb and Dumber like everybody else.
What?
I never got into it.
Leo.
Never got into
You've
it.
You've seen it.
I saw it, though.
Just once?
In its entirety, just once. The snowball to the face is my favorite part. Yeah.
But that's silly. You don't like silly?
It was funny. It was
funny. Oh,
like,
you are missing out.
I saw it though.
I know, but you ain't rewatch it enough.
I mean,
when he was trying to remember Mary's name and it was Swanson, he was like, Swanson, check the briefcase. Samsonite. I knew it was starting with an S. But he had already said Swanson.
Swanson.
Dog, timeout. When he hit his timeout. Want to go to a little place called Aspen. You want to hear the most annoying sound?
Oh, yeah.
You're sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine, are ya?
There's something about Mary is just more quotable
for me. Oh, man, you always bring that up.
This is more
no matter what we're talking about, you always going to bring up something about Mary. We ain't talking about that. You can say that when it's your turn. Dumb and Dumber deserves everything, man.
But there's something about Mary just had the more
quotable. Man, Dumb and Dumber got way more quotable than something about Mary.
Franks and Beans, he was masturbating. Yeah. It's just in the beginning of the film.
It's good, though.
It's super quotable in the first 15 minutes.
So is Dumber Dumber. Man, when Lloyd looked into our eyes at the end of the movie and was like, listen, man, just level with me. What are our chances? I came a long way, Mary. What are our chances? She's like,
Not good. Just give it to me. 1 in 100 and so a million.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I reach up. I desperately want to make love to a schoolgirl. Like, Harry, you're alive. You're a terrible shot. Harry shot over him. Golly, man. I want you to enjoy this with me at the same level I enjoy it.
I saw it. That was a good time.
Nah, man. Hush. What's your next one?
Color Purple.
Oh, yeah.
Color Purple, man. Color Purple. You told Harpo to beat me. All my life I had to fight. Everything you done to me.
Till you do right by me. You sure is ugly.
You sure is ugly.
That's such a bad line. It wasn't in the new one, and I was sad.
They took it out of the new one.
Come on, man.
Fantasia ain't ugly enough.
Neither is Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
Whoopi Goldberg is gorgeous.
Young Whoop.
Come on, man. But you know what I'm saying? I was sad, but well, I
Fantasia,
feel
like, man, we just wasn't buying it.
No, we wasn't buying it.
He was like, ain't no way.
No, we was like, man, hush. Not on Fanny. That line don't even work.
Mm-mm.
Eyes married now. It's going to rain on your head. Man.
Because I seen what Fantasia was working with underneath them clothes.
Want to talk to you guys real quick about one of our sponsors, Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fill up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet with your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart your healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll also have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this month with your dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Head to factormeals.com/ballbros50 and use your code ballbros50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code ballbros50 at factormeals.com/ballbros50 to get 50% off your first order box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Thank you, and back to the show.
She couldn't hide it. That was like,
Yo, got your glasses.
Oh, my glasses. Oh,
this was my favorite.
Fantasia. I had my glasses crooked. I was like, okay. Got to see what Fantasia's doing at the knee.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, got one more each.
We got one more each?
Mm-hmm. Let me think
of
something.
It's on you.
Are you going to do something about Mary?
No, I didn't have it written down.
Well, I'm going to do it then.
After all that, after you done incinerated me.
Because.
You're going to throw there something about Mary in there, as it should be.
It should be.
There's something about Mary is highly quotable.
Franks and Beans, man. Dog, it was like 6 years straight.
Oh, man. Franks and Beans.
Warren.
7 minute abs. That's the number. 7.
Actually, you know what I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, that's a good one.
That movie.
That's a good one.
Man. It's some of the random lines that I love. Why don't you fix yourself a dang quesadilla?
Quesadilla?
Fine. When that dude kicked his tater tots in the cargo pants, I said, now this is cinema. Uncle Rico? I'm going to throw this clear over
That movie felt so random.
Oh, my God. When Chip was like, your mom goes to college. His little laugh. Like, it was such a stupid thing. Your mom goes to college. Because he had the serial killer glasses on.
I saw that in theaters and was like, yo, what is this?
Man, I watched that with Melissa and her sisters, and they thought it was the stupidest movie ever.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't y'all get this?
Right.
But it got funnier every rewatch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I say, eat the food.
I could get people not liking it initially.
Oh, yeah. But I like quirky movies like that.
Yeah. Me too.
I'll be loud. All right, what you got, Tom?
I'm gonna throw Scarface in the mix. On the
Scarface. Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Get the Yale. Get the Yale.
I'm gonna get you that. Okay.
Yeah, Scarface.
All right, top 10 quotable movies. We got Friday, Coming to America, Anchorman, Live, New Jack City, except for that one line, the other lines. Nutty Professor, Godfather, Dumb and Dumber, Color Purple, Napoleon Dynamite, and Scarface. Next up, worst black nicknames.
Okay.
I'm going to go first.
Yeah, set it off.
Pooter Butt.
That is terrible. Pooter Butt?
Pooter Butt.
That's terrible.
I never thought I would hear Pooter Butt more than once.
That's terrible.
But there's been a lot of Pooter Butts. Mm. Pooter Butt is...
It got to be an age cap on that. Man,
that's the thing. There's too many nicknames that go beyond.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fart and stink nicknames within the black community.
That's one of the names I got on my list.
Pooter Butt.
Stink, stink.
Oh.
Stink, stink.
Get it out of here,
get
man.
Get it out of here, man.
Oh, my God.
Little stink? Nah, man. No. But you stink.
People be using it as like a term of endearment.
Nah, man.
Come on, stink. Hey, stink. I'd be like, I hate y'all.
Watch out, man. I'm 47. All right, little stink. You mad now? You done rose your kids? You think you that stink?
I hate it, man. Mm-mm. Poot.
Poot the butt.
Poot is my next one.
Oh, Poot. Yeah, that's tough.
Come on, man. Yeah,
Poot. Remember Poot from The Wire?
That's what made me think of it. Just calling that man Poot. Poot. He's got a gun on him.
I don't want to call you Poot. As now that we grown men, we on the corners, we done killed people. I don't want to call you Poot.
They killed Wallace, and he was like, come
they
on, Poot.
Poot. Nah, man.
Man, what are we doing here?
I'm calling
here?
You something else. In the moment when we kill Wallace, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to turn the gun. I ain't gonna be calling you Poot no more, by the way. I gotta call
what
you
was his
up.
Real name?
I don't know.
Never say it.
I feel like they might have said it if they were
Malik.
Suspects. Malik was his
that's
real name?
Should have said
wait.
Man. Call me Malik now.
Right.
You got Wallace's dead body here?
Come on,
Poot. Nah.
Malik.
It's Malik.
You Malik today? You Malik that blood on Wallace.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. All right, what you got?
I got... Skeeter.
That's Melissa's mom's nickname for her.
Skeeter.
No, that's Scooter.
Yeah.
You don't like cousin? You like cousin Skeeter?
Skeeter can go, man.
What's wrong with Skeeter?
Skeeter can go.
Mm.
You gotta outgrow it and get the hell up out of here, man. Skeeter. Here goes Skeeter, man. Watch out, man. Skeet done turned into a sexual noun. Skeet. Skeeter? Nah.
Look at this. See? Get Kiki Jones says, I call my 6-year-old Tinky Butt Baby. Come on!
Tinky Butt, that's so long.
Tinky Butt, baby!
My mom called me Bubbling Brown.
That's a good nickname.
Bubbling Brown.
Why?
I guess because I'm bubbly and brown.
That's what I'm talking about. I can get with that all day. My homeboy aunt, Anthony Davis from the Playmakers, his dad calls him Johnny.
Okay, yeah.
No reason. Come here, Johnny. I was like, why you call that? He's like, oh, I'm just...
He ain't got his middle name
Anthony Terrell Davis. He calls that boy Johnny.
That's random.
I love black nicknames they have.
That make no sense?
Dog, Melissa has an Uncle Eddie B, and his name is like Ray.
What?
Ray Johnson.
So they're just giving you a totally different name.
Uncle Eddie B. That's you now. I love that in the black community. But Tinky Butt Baby? Yuck! All right, I'm going to go Man.
Oh, yeah.
Hate Man.
I think I wrote that down.
Hate Man.
Oh, no, I ain't write it down, but I hate it.
I don't even know what it is.
I hate it.
Man. Come on, Man.
He a little man. He's just standing there in his diapers with nothing else. You know he got fries in his hand. Or chicken tender.
Chicken nugget. Come on, man.
Man.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Yeah.
Call him Malik.
It's always cool.
Malik Carr.
I hate Fat. Fat.
Oh, my God.
Come here, Fat. All right, man, enough.
Man.
Fat.
Soggy diaper Fat.
Fat. Nah,
with
man.
With the little Kool-Aid mustache.
Got the juice, just sticky juice on his chest. Man, somebody wash this kid and get him dressed. That's Fat. Fat always drinking juice. Like, man, get these kids out of here, man. Get them out of here.
Fat always drinking juice.
Man.
Juice.
Nah, fat fat, you had enough.
Popsicle.
Nah, no. Fat fat.
I chicken nugget.
You just
fat,
ate.
Fat.
I got broccoli in here, asparagus.
Broccoli.
Go to bed.
I hate it, man. That kid's always sticky.
Always.
Your hands, why are your hands sticky
me
again?
Is walking diabetes.
Got dirt and the lollipop things.
All of it.
Walking diabetes.
Just walking in. Insulin.
Juice. juice.
Man, go to bed, fat fat.
Fat fat.
I'd be proud of parents like Mel, their kids only drink water.
Oh, this is beautiful.
I'd be proud. Yeah. Just straight water.
I love it.
The babies ask for water. I'd be loving that. Fat fat drink Dr. Pepper.
Oh, dude, 100%.
I'm pop.
Room temp. That's what you know he said. Room temp Dr. Pepper. I want it.
That's that Dr. Bell.
That's Dr. Bell. Oh. That Dr. Bell.
So far, we got Pooter Butt, Stink Stink, Poot, Skeeter, Man Man, and Fat Fat. Mm-hmm. You got any more?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Kiki, I'm sick of it.
What?
Kiki, I'm done. Not no disrespect to Kiki Palmer though. That's
oh,
her,
yeah.
That's her
and
actual
Kiki
name,
Jones, you know, who's in there.
But the nickname Kiki,
yeah,
I got issue with.
Really?
Let's get more creative with it. Let's go.
When Kiki Do You Love Me came out, there's Kiki's all across the land. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Will you never ever see that beside me? Because I love you and I need you.
If your name ain't Kiki, get it out of here. Get it out of here. Kiki, do you know she don't love you? She love the streets. Hush. She is not riding.
She's not riding.
The sides will be left. Kiki.
Oh,
no,
I love
man.
Kiki.
Watch out.
I'm going to go Dookie.
Yes.
There's a good amount of grown men I follow. This.
The Wire again.
Dookie.
Dookie.
Dang, you call me Duke. Man, come on. It's not not the full version of Dookie.
Nah, man. Dookie.
Come on,
L.
Duke.
Robinson.
Terrible.
I'm Dookie L now. It used to be Duke. Now it's Dookie L. Robinson.
Oh, hey, Dookie, man. Kiki's real name is Lauren.
Oh, so she been a nickname this whole
her
time?
Her name is Lauren. Is her middle name something?
Well, how about that?
What is Kiki's middle name? Because it sure is Lauren.
Now I'm looking at Kiki.
Kiana. Lauren Kiana Palmer. I was like, I thought she had a derivative or something.
It's connected. It's connected.
Yeah. But, you know, Lily, it ain't the same.
It's connected.
All right, what you got, Tom?
So I got up in here, Pookie.
You don't like Pookie?
Nah.
Pookie is a...
I know some Pookies, but I'm just
there's
like,
a couple Pookies out in the world.
Yeah.
Grown men.
Yeah.
Still going by Pookie.
Nah.
Pookie is a nickname people always throw. You know, Pookie Ray Ray and them. Pookie's always included in the random...
I'm tired of the Pookies. Tired of it. I've had it.
A lot of people hate Pookie.
I'm tired of it,
what
man.
About Mookie?
Mookie, I don't hear as much.
Pookie is common.
But Pookie is just... My boy Andre, his family call him Pookie. We got Pookie that used to produce Chocolate Sundays. Nah. I'm out. I'm out on Pookie.
Yeah, Pookie, Ray Ray, Tyrone. That's
man.
All.
Ray Ray, T-Bone. I'm out, man.
I never really met no T-Bone.
Remember they had T-Bone?
In The Wire?
In The
Walking Dead?
Like, ain't nobody named T-Bone no more. That pissed me off about that character.
It's like, we don't know no black people. What y'all call yourself?
Man.
T-Bone will do.
T-Bone sounds good. Well, nah, we don't really use it. Nah, action. Hey, man. T-Bone.
I'm going to go Junebug.
No, I'm sick of Junebug.
Junebug. I'm going to tell you the moment I turn on, I'm going to get you sucker. The dude in the all gold was Junebug. In all gold.
Yep.
That's how I was like, man, I'm with
Junebug,
y'all, man. Junebug was dead with all the gold chains on.
That's when it changed.
That's when I was like,
Junebug. Tired of it.
I hate it.
Tired of it.
I think it's a version of Junior. But
Junebug.
I don't like it. Hate Junebug.
I don't like Boo.
Boo? Like, my boo, like Usher?
Nah, if you dating somebody and they call you that, that's fine. But anybody outside of your dating space and they just boo? Nah.
Really?
No disrespect, Boo Capone.
Yeah, Boo Capone, man. Boo Capone is Boo Capone.
Yeah. It's a package deal.
I never call him
Boo by itself.
Boo Capone is a moniker, even though it's two names.
Right, exactly. But just Boo?
Boo Capone stands outside of this thought.
What up, Boo?
Nah, man.
Mm-mm. I'm out.
And I hate that song.
Which one?
Usher and Alicia Keys.
Oh, you don't like
my
that song?
My Boo. Oh, my God.
I like that song.
Man, when she came out on the Super Bowl, I was like, I didn't clap and I didn't look at the TV.
How you not like that, man?
Because I hate it, man. Hate it. My boo.
Yeah.
My oh. I was so mad Usher sang it.
Come on, man.
I was pissed. My oh.
I like
my
that boo. Song, man.
I was like, no. And I like Alicia Keys and Usher, especially at that time.
Man, individually and together.
Yeah, and then I hated that together. Oh, I don't like that song. On. All right, we got Poota Butt, Stink Stink, Poot, Skeeter, Man, Fat, Fat, Kiki, Dookie, Pookie, Junebug, and Boo.
I'm throwing in Peanut as well.
Peanut?
Yeah, I'm sick of that too.
You know what's funny about that?
Peanut, fix me some of that Dick Gregory.
I tried to make Isaiah's nickname Peanut. I was trying to force it in the hospital, and then nobody was going for it. I was like, come here, Peanut. And they was like, oh, come on, man.
Watch out, man. You can't just.
They're like, what's his nickname? To the nurse, I was like, Peanut. She was like, all right, man. Like, literally nobody went with me. So after the third day, I was just like, it's just Isaiah now. And Zay Zay came more naturally.
Yeah, Zay.
But I was like, Peanut.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah, man. You forcing it. It felt forced. Because I came in Peanut early, no reason. It's like, here's your baby. I was like,
Peanut,
y'all.
Everybody was like, the record scratched, all the machines shut off at the hospital, people flatlined, there was no sound. The power just went off. What? Somebody that was fighting for their life snapped to it, they came out the coma. Nah, man. Nah, Peanut, you forcing it. And then they went back into the coma. You forcing it, man. That woke me up.
It was so whack, man. Yeah. It didn't feel good saying it. I was like, hey, Peanut. He was like, man, shut up, bro. And I know I'm just born, but God gave me some words for this.
Man. Nah.
Don't say that, man.
What if he said no in that immediate moment? Peanut. Nah.
Gurgle.
And then he went back to baby stuff.
No. But nah, after that Peanut, man, I want you to be clear on that.
Yeah, I just want to let you know.
Linen like Caesar?
No.
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 Did you look? He had jeans on? Like, where the hell you get jeans from? Peanut? I said no. No.
Oh, my God.
You unraveled the blankets. He had jeans on and the strong no. No.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all, that's it. Enough Ball Brothers for today. Quit y'all jobs, man.
Quit y'all jobs. I can't stress this enough.
Join us, man. But don't quit your job. You got to leave the Patreon. Come back in.
I'll still be quitting jobs.
Don't be turning stuff down. We'll see y'all next week. Patreon, we right back at it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, we're making good time, Tom.
Yeah.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.